Tea Party shocked at new crop of mediocre candidates. Stay tuned for UnNews. September 2010, Nashua, New Hampshire. Tomorrow, in this and several other U.S. states, the political parties will choose nominees for the November elections, and members of the Back to the Constitution Tea Party movement are shocked to find that despite months of nationally noted events and protests, virtually everyone on the ballot is as bad as ever. Many congressmen who were sent packing in 2006 sense a historic opportunity to return to their former positions at the federal feed trough. Caleb Big Earmark Broderick, running to return to Congress after a refreshing four-year involuntary sabbatical, says, quote, "You said no one can be that bad. Now you know you were wrong," unquote. A handful of candidates did stress traditional principles, and the unanimous opinion of experts is that they can't win. Jack Porkman from the Neville Chamberlain Center for Policy Studies said, quote, "The Tea Party slate appeals to the fringe. A successful candidate needs to appeal to the majority, which has cushy government jobs. He needs to be a backslapping flip-flopper," unquote. Such opinions envisage a November choice between bad and worse, a situation most Americans are totally used to. The Tea Party was a grassroots movement of novices and fools. It was a new kind of movement, rejecting traditional political staples such as raising money and conducting mailings. A Tea Party leader only named Michael said, quote, "Fred had everyone's email address on his laptop, but it crashed," unquote. The movement coalesced around suspicions that President Obama was foreign-born, that 9/11 was an inside job, and that the imminent expansion of Interstate 93 is part of a NAFTA highway that will spell the end of all American jobs. By the summer, however, the Tea Party had coalesced around more mundane goals. The manifesto at this city's Tea Party organization is as follows. 1. Repeal everything Obama has done. Then impeach the bastard. Bush as well. 2. Immediately close the border to illegals, legals, tourists, and especially Mexican trucks, which are unsafe. 3. Pay back the national debt, but don't touch my Social Security check. 4. Make bad things happen to everyone who makes more money than I do, and keep them out of politics. And 5. Get Judge O'Donohue out of probate court. He always gives everything to the woman in divorces. Unfortunately, the Tea Party neither found nor fielded any candidates who supported its platform. It did open its dinner meetings to a variety of candidates who promised innovative ways to bring free money to the state. But Michael says there is one final way that members hope to be listened to for the first time in their lives. Quote, "I'm telling everyone to write in Mickey Mouse for every office." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.